Dee Dee definitely didn't like that thought. She turned, regarding the body of the dog on the ground, big, black, powerfully muscled. She touched its flank. The look on her face was not so much rage as regret. My uncle used to have a Rottie. Her name was Meadow. Biggest, sweetest dog you can imagine. She used to let me ride on her back. Dee Dee's hand moved, found the twisted wire around the dog's neck, the kind of collar favored by drug dealers and dog fighters. Asshole, she suddenly growled. Dog was probably trained from birth, never had a chance. Bobby couldn't look at her anymore. After all, he was the one who had taken out the four dogs that attacked her, and while he couldn't feel bad about it given the circumstances, he couldn't feel good about it either. I don't get it, Dee Dee muttered. Making me wear the locket made a crazy kind of sense, gave the guy a cheap thrill, but why go through all that for this kind of setup? It's like attacking via remote. Except I don't think our subject is a remote kind of guy. I think he's up close and personal. It's sophisticated, Zingas commented. Allows him to show off his intelligence, something Aeola would do. Dee Dee didn't comment. Neither did Bobby. He was thinking of what she'd said. The note had been personal, left on the windshield of Dee Dee's car. The choice of trophies for each body they'd found had been personal, too. Same with the M.O. of stalking Annabelle by leaving gifts. The setup here had involved stealing Dee Dee's underwear. No doubt the subject had enjoyed that. So why not stick around for the show? Dee Dee was right. The subject had invested heavily in foreplay, then denied himself the main event. That didn't feel right. It wasn't the way this sicko worked. Keep searching the grounds, Dee Dee was saying now. In addition to a trespasser, have the techies look for signs of video equipment, listening devices. Maybe our subject decided to stage the show, something he could record and watch from the safety of his home. Wanted a little action or a clip he could share on the internet. We'll keep looking, Zingas assured her. We need choppers, Dee Dee continued crossly, impatiently waving away the hovering EMT. And dogs. Hell, let's call in the National Guard. Fucking nearly 200 acres, fucking loony bin. He could hide out for days without us seeing a thing. Zingas was nodding, making notes, preparing to blow the department's annual budget for a one-night search. Bobby was still not liking it. Why so elaborate? They were looking for a pedophile, a man accustomed to preying on small children. Now, suddenly, he had his sights set on a grown woman, a female police sergeant who was bound to be smart, armed, and prepared. Did pedophiles change their preferences so easily? Transition from small children to authority figures? Unless, it came to him all at once, unless the man had never changed focus, unless the man still had his eyes set on the same target, a target who, since recently resurfacing, had spent the past 2 days surrounded by police protection, until tonight, when by virtue of this operation. Bobby whirled back toward his fellow detectives. Annabelle!